This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. .com. It is Sam and Greg on this 20th day of October. I just feel like, you know, with this song going and knowing what we're going to be talking about, we should turn things over to our producer and just let her run this segment.
Okay.
Because it's going to be her and Selah, and she, you know. So, Noel, when you're ready, you just come on in here, and you introduce your partner, because it's not really a guest. Well, it could be a guest for her, but they're going to really be going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, now.
You ready to go get some coffee and turn things over to the ladies?
No, I want
to
hear this.
I want to hear it, too. That's what I'm saying. Get some coffee and enjoy this.
Sit back and enjoy.
Anyway, we're going to talk, like I said, later on. Falcons after getting ready for today's matchup. Got some F1 and NASCAR going on. But right now, we want to take some time and talk about what's going on later today. Game 5, the end of the WNBA season, a season that has just – what's the best way to capitalize it? Well, you know what? I think, Sam, the best way to capitalize it is let these two ladies do it,
yeah,
who have followed it from jump.
Yeah.
But it has been a very special season. So we thought we would give the floor to not only Noel, but bringing in Selah Thomas and let the two – do the recap. So, how are you guys going to work this out, Noel?
All right. Well, first of all, good morning, Selah. How we doing?
Good morning. I'm amazing. How are y'all?
You amazing before the sun come up, man.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so me and Selah are going to review the WNBA season. We're going to head us into game 5 today, and we're going to talk about some of the highlight pinpoint moments and maybe a little unrivaled. So, Selah, break down the season for us. Take it away.
All right. So, after the end of 40 games, the New York Liberty won 32 and lost 8. So, they are first in the Eastern Conference and also will be playing tonight in our finals. The Minnesota Lynx won 30, lost 10, first in the Western Conference. That is who the Liberty will be facing off against tonight. The Connecticut Sun finished second in the Eastern Conference with 28 won games, 12 lost. The Las Vegas Aces ended second in the Western Conference by winning 27 and losing 13. The Seattle Storm ended third in the Western Conference after 25 wins. The Fever ended third in the Eastern Conference after 20 wins. The Phoenix Mercury ended fourth in the Western Conference after 19 wins and 21 losses. And our own Atlanta Dream ended fourth in the Eastern Conference after 15 wins, 25 losses. And after that, the Washington Mystics ended fifth in the Eastern Conference after 14 wins and 26 losses. The Chicago Sky ended sixth in the Eastern Conference after 13 wins and 27 losses. The Dallas Wings ended fifth in the Western Conference after 9 wins and 31 losses. And the Los Angeles Sparks ended sixth in the Western Conference with 8 wins and 32 losses.
Well, all right. So we've seen who made the playoffs and who did not make the playoffs. Who shocked you towards the end of who didn't make it, who, you know, who did get in, who didn't get in? You know, maybe some of the outcome of who did and did not make the playoffs, like who has a coach and who doesn't. So what did you see there heading into the playoffs?
I was shocked by the fact that the Las Vegas Aces weren't going to the finals. That was a little unexpected for me. I'm shocked that Chicago Sky fired their head coach. I believe that's not the best decision because they didn't give her enough time. If they gave her more time, the Chicago Sky could have been better. I'm also surprised about the Atlanta Dream firing their head coach. I'm excited to see who will pick up, though. But what about you?
Well, for me, Tereza Witherspoon's exit was definitely surprising because you had a rookie head coach and a rookie team, and you felt like they was really building something, and it kind of feels like they got the rug pulled out from underneath them. What surprised me heading into the playoffs was how much stamina the New York Liberty had. When we looked at the Olympics and we saw the players who were going and the teams they were coming from, you had three teams that had more than one player go to the Olympics. So I expected all of them to come back kind of fatigued, and then it would have made the playoffs a little more interesting because some of the lowlier seeds would have more of a shot, but which did happen except for the New York Liberty. So once that happened, it kind of made the landscape a little more even to me. I think Minnesota snuck up on people, being on the outside of a lot of the media attention and superstar attention. You know, you have a lot of outside of Fee, you have a lot of just WNBA veteran players that can go get a bucket, like Courtney Williams and players like that. So what did you think about the Commissioner Cup winners making it to the WNBA Finals?
Honestly, I feel like the Minnesota Lynx haven't gotten a lot of attention this season media-wise, but they've been balling out all season. So them being Commissioner Cup winners, I feel like that snuck up on, like, the media, too, because it's not a team we primarily focus on. But and then them making the playoffs, not even just the playoffs, the finals after that, I feel like this will be a good season in Lynx history.
I agree. So when it came to the end-of-season awards, I saw some pushback with Nafisia Collier being named Defensive Player of the Year instead of Asia Wilson getting that and the MVP. But it looks like she's taking this playoff run as a way to kind of cement why she was chosen to be Defensive Player of the Year. What have you seen from Nafisia Collier, number 24 up there in Minnesota?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been balling out. You know, she's a Husky. She went to UConn. She really, I say this final season hasn't really been her coming out because people have seen what she can do. But I feel like this playoff and finals run is her way of telling the haters and all the critics to watch their mouth when they talk about her, because she puts up numbers every night. I believe she had over a 40-point night the other night in the finals. Like, nobody's doing it like her right now.
What Charles Barkley say? Put some respect on it. Put some respect on it. Okay, so leading into tonight, right, I looked at game four. I wanted to see the breakdown. And if you look at the box score, just the box score of what the Lynx scored and what the Liberty scored quarter to quarter, they were neck and neck. It really did come down to those last 2 points, those free throws shot at the end of that game. So now that we are getting back on a plane and we are headed to New York, what are you seeing tonight headed into game five, the last game five, as we move into a 7-game series next season?
Honestly, I see the Liberty taking it. They have home court advantage. And like you said, the scores were really close last game. 23-23, 22-20, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in order for the Lynx to win this game, they have to really push themselves. Like how we were mentioning earlier, the New York Liberty is a heavy stamina team. They just have a lot of energy. They know how to play fast and play hard, which is something I think the Aces struggled with a little bit. They want to play fast, but sometimes playing fast can make them a little bit sloppier. So that's something I just see in a lot of WNBA teams sometimes. So if the Lynx want to win this game, then they really need to work on their stamina. I hope they got rest in this short little break between these two games. But it's just really all about stamina. The Liberty, they're going to come out with energy. They're going to come out with aggression. They're going to win for. They're going to want to win for their home team. Like, you just have to match the energy.
Okay. So the in my opinion, the New York Liberty are big. They are a bigger team. Like even Sabrina at guard is really big. Now the Liberty, the Lynx can score and they can bang just like the Liberty. But what is it going to take to keep Jonquel Jones from taking over this game by walling off the paint?
They need hardcore lockdown defense all night. They cannot let that girl rest, because the second they let her rest, she's going to start. The second they let Jonquel go, she's going to start scoring. She's going to go off. And that's how the Liberty secure most of their wins. She's a key aspect in majority of the Liberty wins. So if Minnesota really, really, really wants to win this game, they have to make sure their defense is the one thing on pack. We all know that Minnesota can score, but can they stop the Liberty from scoring?
All right. Well, I am hoping that we are going to see some electric slide going on with Prince in the background in New York. Because the Liberty has taken the thing. Okay, one last question, Sailor, and then we're going to get out of here because we're getting close to a break. Unrivaled, give me something important that we need to know ending this season and leading into Stewie and Fee's new creation of 3-on-3 basketball, Unrivaled.
All right, Stewie and Fee are creating a new league called Unrivaled, and it's a 3v3 league, and it's going to have all of our favorites. It's going to have Angel Reese. Of course, it's going to have Fee and Stewie. It's going to have Courtney Williams. You just have to stay ready and see what comes. Make sure you get your tickets now. They're signing a whole bunch of media deals, and Unrivaled is really going to ball out this first season.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Sailor. See, you got all the information that we need to stay current in this WNBA landscape, because things are changing and changing rapidly. Thank you so much, Sailor, for coming on and giving us that report.
But don't hang up. But don't hang up. don't hang up just yet, Sailor. Sam, have you ever parasailed?
No.
You know how parasailing works?
I know how it works.
Okay, so you take off and you just kind of skim it across the water, mm-hmm. and then you start to rise. Mm-hmm. That's what just happened here. In a way, I use that analogy. Because she came in there, and I'm telling you, when Sayla and Noel, when y'all started going back and forth with opinions and all that, you know, because we really, you know, the scores in the beginning, I guess Sayla was kind of feeling, we don't need that, Sayla. When you started giving us your opinions you and Noel were jockeying back and forth, y'all, Sam and I were checking the car, make sure we still had a job. You guys did a wonderful job. We have watched you ascend, Sayla. It's been a few years that we have had you on, and every time you have been on with us, you have been better and better and better. And pretty soon, we're not going to be able to get to you because she's going to be busy,
Sam.
She's
going to be busy, right?
She's going to be busy. See, I can't come on with y'all today. I'm covering this. So this segment. This little thing, and it was a brainstorm that I had yesterday because Noelle and I were trying to figure out what we're going to do for our show. And I'm thinking, I take that back. Her father. Mm-hmm. And I talked about this. And that's been the best part about this segment, Sam. We ain't heard from Terrell.
But we get to talk to him. But you know what?
We talked to him forever.
We'll talk to him because the Hawks get started this week.
And we'll be talking to Terrell next week. But Sayla, thank you as always. And you did a wonderful job. And we love your opinions. And Noel loves volleying back and forth with you with your opinion. So we will be bringing you back as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you for a great recap. Noel. That's your running buddy right there.
You know what I mean?
Y'all. And partner, you had Sam's head shaking all over the place.
Partner in crime.
What she talking about? You have to lock her down. Sam was like,
absolutely.
Anyway, you ready to talk some racing here?
Let's do that.
And some F1?
Let's do that.
All right, that is coming up next here. And of course, top of the hour, going to visit with Joe Patrick, sitting ready for Falcons. It is a football Sunday. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.